not riding off last year's success because this is a new team. You know, we have to build our new identity. So last year is done. We put that behind us a long time. Now, this is our first game at home for the 2015 year. We're trying to make it a good one.
What is that new identity?
We're building it. You know, you want to build. You want to build a good identity, a team that plays fast, that plays strong, finish games strong. So it's only been one game, so there's not much to go off of. Just try to take it one step at a time.
What's been the message from this coaching staff to this defense that you guys headed into this week?
Just basically, you know, be accountable. You know, fly around and have fun and basically embrace the moment. I mean, this we're all living out our dream, and just to have the opportunity to play on prime time on Sunday night, I mean, it's really a blessing. So we just have to embrace it, have each other's back out there, and fly around.
What makes Russell Wilson such a dangerous quarterback?
He's a smart guy. You know, of course he can run with his feet, but, you know, he can throw the ball as well, and he has the capability of extending plays longer than normal. So you have to stick to your coverage a little bit longer.
Jimmy Graham's a different twist, obviously.
Yeah. He's one of the top tight ends in the league. He has big playmaking ability, so it's going to take a group effort to, you know, come in and try to stop those guys.
Did you feel close last week with the calf?
No, just taking it one day at a time, really. I mean, just taking one day at a time, and you know, make sure that when I'm out there, I'm helping and not a crutch towards the defense.
How much trouble is Marshawn going to be for you guys this week?
He's a tough running back, so it's going to take, you see on film, it takes more than one guy just to bring him down. So like I said, those guys have playmakers. Those guys are a good football team. It's going to take collective and group effort, and everyone in this locker room to be all in.
How much film have you watched the Seahawks from last week compared to how much have you watched from last year, the game you guys played against them last year?
Like I said, like we're going into this is a new team, a new year, so those guys are a new team as well. So we can't ride off last year. We just have to go off this year. And, yes, we're focusing on those guys, but at the end of the day, it's all about everyone in this locker room. And that's what it's all about at the end, at Green Bay Packers.
How'd you feel after Morgan getting out there? I saw you stretching the calf a little bit. How'd you feel after
that? Yeah, it was fun. It felt good, you know, physically and mentally, just to get back out there with you guys. And that's what you look forward to. You know, I mean, sitting out is pretty boring. So just to being able to get involved, I mean, that was good.
Looking to go on Sunday against the Seahawks, I mean, a huge game, Sunday night game. You play big in prime time. I mean, this opportunity on Sunday.
Just try to take it one day at a time. And just try to do everything on my end. And trust and listen to the trainers. And we'll see what the plan is from there.
Hey, looking forward to what Nate Palmer is going to have to step in. Obviously, you're going to say that Nate Palmer is the guy who's going to step in and be the guy. You're looking forward to see what he can do.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, Nate, came around just from as a rookie. He's a guy that's going to come in and work. I mean, not complain about anything. And he's been doing well since OTA. So, I mean, it's going to be fun watching him fly around. Nate and Sam, those guys are real close. I mean, we're all close and we root for each other. And we're going to support each other.
One of the points of emphasis coming out of here is missed tackles. I know you were playing and stuff. But like at this time of year, how do you improve tackling over the course of practice? Is it more of a focus, a mindset, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you just, like you said, you hit on the head, just a mindset. You know, just have that mindset that, you know, you're going to go in, you know, throughout the practice week, you're going to work on it. And when it comes to game day, you're going to try to find ways to get defenders on the ground and hold each other accountable. I mean, we're all professionals, and we have to get the job done. So we have to go out there and get it done.